Today, I'm going to be talking about my testimony and how I got here and just some of the things I've been through and how my faith was tested basically my whole life. So first, I wanted to start with this specific quote from the Bible. It's Romans 8:31. I actually got this tattoo when I was right out of high school. It says, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who could be against us?" And I want to talk about the significance in this. It helped me with my faith, my confidence. It gave me a sense of relief. My anxiety decreased and my happiness increased. I want to kind of break this down sentence by sentence. What then shall we do? Or shall we say to these things? So when we're tested in life, whether that be negatively, positively, in school, out of school, wherever you're at, how do you respond to the things that are testing you? And I find that having that faith in God and knowing that he has our best interest, that like there's you'll be all right. If God is for you, who could be against you? Nothing can be against you if God is for you. And trusting in his timing. You may not see the vision now, but later you will see the vision. And everything happens for a reason. And me being in my senior year here, I didn't realize this until maybe last year, that just to trust in his timing and just let go. And it helped me with anxiety a lot. And just understanding that everything happens for a reason. So now I'm going to talk about my testimony a little more. Growing up early, my family grew up more on the poor side. So I didn't have like the privileged childhood. I had a lot of siblings. It's seven of us. I'm the middle child. And my parents actually didn't go to college. They actually didn't go to high school either. So they stopped going to school when they were in middle school. So I didn't really have anybody to help me through school when I was growing up. I kind of had to figure it out on my own. We didn't have tutors at public schools. So I struggled. And I remember one night when I was laying down, it was life-changing. It just changed my life this night. I was laying down, getting ready for school the next morning, and my brother called me, my older brother, his name's Ordi, he called me, and he was just crying, and I didn't know what was going on. I'm in seventh grade, so I'm just confused. He's like, "Give mom the phone," so I run to the kitchen, and I give her the phone, and I could hear him through, it wasn't on speaker, but I could hear him, and he said, "Manny," which is my older brother, he was murdered that night, and I just didn't know how to respond to that. Like, I didn't know what to do. I just went back to my room, never talked about it to anyone. It just, that the rest of that year kind of like just killed everything for my family, really. We went, had the funeral and everything, but it was weird. And it pushed me deeper into a black hole, just not knowing what to do in my life and like why this had to happen to me and our family. Like, I feel like I've been through a lot already, but that was just different. So my grades started to drop more. I was like at a 0 point something in like seventh grade. I was hanging out with the wrong group of friends, which was getting me in trouble. And they wanted to hold me back when I was in eighth grade, but I don't know how, but they didn't, because my grades wasn't good at all, but they let me go. But then I went to Oakland High School, which was the best decision I could have made. Because going there, my coaches knew that, they kind of knew my story. They knew that I didn't have that father figure growing up, and I was on my own, basically. And they were like father figures to me. They showed me how to be respectful, responsible. They told me that my work actually is more important than basketball. We had study hall, and there was just a standard that I was never held to, and they instilled that in me, which stuck with me to this day, because I had nobody to look up to, but I knew that I had a younger brother that was watching me and everything that I do. Then I ended up cleaning it up. I began to get 4.0s throughout high school, and I was on the dean's list and stuff like that. But then I went to Sonoma State which is a Division II in California, where I struggled there as well my freshman year. I just had to go back and forth. So obviously we had COVID, which was hard. Then I had many family and friends that passed away, so I had to go back and forth like five times, just to five different funerals, and I moved dorms three times, and this is all in the span of one semester. As I'm 17 coming out of high school, my coach ended up resigning, and I transferred to junior college, and I never wanted to go to junior college at a high school. I thought I was going straight to a four-year, no matter what. But that leads me to this last quote. We say that we worship, serve in a perfect God, but yet he think that he made a mistake with us in our life. And up until last year, I always questioned God, like, why did this happen? Why did that happen? Why did my brother die? And also, when I got to high school, two of my other brothers were sentenced to 9 years in prison. So I didn't know what to do, honestly. But I just kept questioning them. Like, why did this have to happen? Why is this me? But I had to realize that we do say we serve a perfect God, which he is perfect. So how could he possibly make a mistake with us? It goes back to me when I was saying that everything happens for a reason. I didn't see it. I didn't believe it. And my faith was obviously tested. There's the times where I was like, is God actually real? Like, he isn't there. I would go and I would pray. No response. And that things, if you know, like, if you've been through that before where you've prayed to God and you never seen any response, whether that be immediately or a few months or a few years, you just naturally like, what am I doing? Like, is this even real? But then I did 2 years at Merritt College, which is, it came two of the best years of my life, actually. And I didn't even want to go there. And I went to York University, where I met my beautiful girlfriend, Aliana, and a lot of lifelong friends, Rhino, Manny, Dom, Drew. And I didn't understand that then. I just was so caught up in, like, why did I have to leave Sonoma State, and why did I have to go to junior college? And I think about it to this day. If none of those things happened, I wouldn't know any of you guys. If COVID didn't happen, I wouldn't be here. If I didn't redshirt my first year, I wouldn't be here. So I would never met any of you guys, like, at all. And I think that this is the essential part of my life, because this is what I'm going to tell my kids about. And it makes my testimony stronger, being that I've been through a lot. And I know how to, in a way, I know how to go through it with other people and with my kids, and to teach them, you know, that remains, like, strong in your faith and to not give up. And that I know that everybody goes through things, but it's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it seems either. You just have to stay level-headed and just even. With all that being said, I just encourage all you guys to trust in God and do not lean on your own understanding. No matter what, no matter what you have planned, no matter if you think after college you're going to go play here or go to do this job, no matter what you think that you're going to do, God has his own plan for you. So there's no reason for you to stress over anything, even if it's not obvious. You can't see it. None of us can see it. We can't see it. But trusting in God is what will bring you peace into your life. And it'll help you with anxiety, and you just have more fun with life instead of being, like, so, you know, uptight all the time and just wondering and thinking, like, what are you going to do? Just trust in God and really believe that he has your best interest. Thank you.